What does the Bible say about music? Music, again, was invented by God. When God made Lucifer the highest angel he ever made, according to Ezekiel 28, verse 13, at the end of that verse, the Bible says, "The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created." So God made Lucifer with a voice that was like a musical instrument. God made music, and he calls upon us, particularly in the Psalms, to praise him, to sing praises to his name. "Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a trumpet." And so music is of God, but like everything else, whatever God has made, Satan has corrupted. And so much music of the world is brought into the church. Instead of the music of the church going out into the world to convert the world, the music of the world is brought into the church. Music should draw the heart to God. Music should take the mind to heaven. Music should give someone a consciousness of the greatness of God and the sinfulness of the person's nature. Music is a form of worship to God. And God is not worshipped in bedlam and in great noise. As the Bible says, God did not come to Elijah in the whirlwind or in the storm. He came in the still small voice. And Nebuchadnezzar, knowing the effect of music and hoping it would have an effect on the three Hebrew boys, he told them, "Don't bow until you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, because the wrong kind of music causes you to suspend good judgment, and you make decisions that are unwise because you are controlled by the music." Satan has his music, God has his. And if you're a child of God, the music you play and listen to should be music that draws you closer to the Savior.